Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Kitchen Garden Podcast, episode 55. And this episode is sponsored by Delphland Nurseries, organic plant suppliers. If you want to harvest all year round, you need to plant little and often from February to October, at least once a month.
Delphland sells over 200 varieties of peat-free organic veg plants via mail order, and they grow them all themselves. Delphland Nurseries is the leading organic propagator. Your plants will be of the same high quality that they supply to professional growers. Planting instructions are included, plus a monthly e-newsletter full of advice. There's even an agony plant column that you can contact with your veg gardening problems.
May is the main month for planting. Choose from beans, beetroot, celeriac, celery, chard, courgettes, squashes, herbs, leafy salads, sweet corn, strawberries, cucumbers, melons, aubergines, chilies, sweet peppers, and of course tomatoes.
So if you'd like to find out more, you can visit the website www.organicplants.co.uk. Visit YouTube, Organic Plants UK, where you'll find useful videos on how to train tomatoes, peppers, aubergines and cucumbers. And you can also find them on Twitter, at Organic Plants UK, Facebook, Organic Plants, and Instagram, Delphland Organic. Or you can simply call 01354 740 553.
Plugging the gap. Sowing seeds can be great fun, but there is an alternative that can produce super tasty crops with much less fuss. Kitchen Garden editor Steve Ott sings the praises of plug plants. A wonderful sense of achievement can be had from growing your own harvests from a packet of seeds, but it can also be quite time-consuming and fraught with uncertainties. Seeds may fail to germinate for a number of reasons. Pests and diseases might take their toll on your seedlings, or a sudden cold snap put paid to all your hard work. If you prefer more certainty in your gardening life, or perhaps you just forgot to sow that essential batch of brassicas when you should have, then plug plants are for you. Plug plants are simply ready-grown seedlings supplied at the perfect stage for you to plant out or pot on. Specialist suppliers will have a range of seasonal crops available each month, all primed to arrive at your door at the perfect time, and will be happy to let you know what is available and when, taking the guesswork out of filling your pot. Caring for your plug plants. Available in a range of sizes, plugs vary from very small ones grown in little cells to large pot-ready plugs or even small pots. All will have been grown in a greenhouse, and although hardy veg such as brassicas may only have been kept frost-free, tender subjects such as tomatoes and peppers will have been given a little more warmth. If planting early in the season, all will require hardening off for 10 days or so before going outside, and in the case of tender veg, only once the fear of frost has passed. As soon as your plants arrive, unpack them. They may arrive in polythene bags individually labelled or in sturdy blister packs for added protection. And if you can't plant them immediately, fold back the plastic wrappings, give them some water if necessary, and put them in a light place, such as a bright but not hot windowsill. It is a good idea to have the planting spot prepared before your plants arrive. But if you have to leave them for any length of time before planting into their final cropping positions, pot them up into small pots or the equivalent. Tender plants such as tomatoes, intended for growing in pots and containers, should simply be potted into 9cm or 3.5-inch pots and grown on in a warm, light place. Planting out. Once you're ready to plant out, and if you've not already done so, add some general fertiliser to the soil and rake it in. Grow more sheep or chicken manure pellets are ideal at the rate of 56 grams per square metre or 2 ounces per square yard. Plant in the normal way with a small trowel, ensuring that the plug is just buried, lightly firm in, and water well. Some plugs are sown with multiple seeds. Rainbow chard, for example, is often supplied as a multi-seeded plug. Do not attempt to split up the individual plants, as it is unlikely you'll be able to do so without damaging the roots too much. Instead, plant as one plug and allow the plants to grow on as a clump. Planting in a staggered fashion allows the most efficient use of space on the plot and also ensures that each plant gets the same amount of light and plenty of air around its leaves to give even growth and to help prevent diseases. The space between rows and plants in the row depends on the crop being grown. Planting step by step. Step 1. Unpack your plants as soon as they arrive and water if necessary. Step 2. Plant them out, staggering them for maximum light and space into well-prepared soil. Step 3. Firm in gently before watering thoroughly to bed the plants in. Step 4. Take precautions against slugs and cover with netting against birds. Guide to crop spacings. Crop. Aubergine. Space in row, 60 centimetres or 24 inches. Space between rows, 60 centimetres or 24 inches. Broad beans. Space in row, 20 centimetres or 8 inches. Space between rows, 60 centimetres or 24 inches. Climbing French beans. Space in row, 20 centimetres or 8 inches. Space between rows, 60 centimetres or 24 inches. Dwarf French beans. Space in row, 40 centimetres or 16 inches. Space between rows, 45 centimetres or 18 inches. Runner beans. Space in row, 20 centimetres or 8 inches. Space between rows, 60 centimetres or 24 inches. Leaf beet. Space in row, 20 centimetres or 8 inches. Space between rows, 40 centimetres or 16 inches. Beetroot. Space in row, 10 centimetres or 4 inches. Space between rows, 30 centimetres or 12 inches. Sprouting broccoli. Space in row, 45 centimetres or 18 inches. Space between row, 45 centimetres or 18 inches. Calabrese broccoli. Space in row, 30 centimetres or 12 inches. Space between rows, 30 centimetres or 12 inches. Brussels sprouts. Space in row, 75 centimetres or 30 inches. Space between rows, 75 centimetres or 30 inches. Cabbages. Space in row, 30 to 45 centimetres or 12 to 18 inches. Space between rows, 30 to 45 centimetres or 12 to 18 inches. Cauliflowers. Space in row, 60 centimetres or 24 inches. Space between rows, 60 centimetres or 24 inches. Celery in blocks. Space in row, 25 centimetres or 10 inches. Space between rows, 25 centimetres or 10 inches. Courgette. Space in row, 60 centimetres or 24 inches. Space between rows, 60 centimetres or 24 inches. Outdoor cucumber. Space in row, 45 centimetres or 18 inches. Space between rows, 45 centimetres or 18 inches. Kale. Space in row, 45 centimetres or 18 inches. Space between rows, 45 centimetres or 18 inches. Leeks. Space in row, 15 centimetres or 6 inches. Space between rows, 30 centimetres or 12 inches. Lettuce. Space in row, 15 centimetres or 6 inches. Space between rows, 15 centimetres or 6 inches. Spring onion. Space in row, 10 centimetres or 4 inches. Space between rows, 20 centimetres or 8 inches. Pea. Space in row, 10 to 15 centimetres or 4 to 6 inches. Space between rows, 60 centimetres or 24 inches. And sweet corn grown in blocks. Space in row, 45 centimetres or 18 inches. Space between rows, 45 centimetres or 18 inches. Top tip. A wide range of plants are available as grafted plugs, including tomatoes, cucumbers, peppers and melons. These are often more vigorous and disease-resistant, giving you faster, bigger crops. However, they are necessarily more expensive than the standard equivalents. Top tip. Whether you buy them in or grow them yourself in cell trays, plug plants are great for filling in gaps in the ornamental borders or veg garden for some opportunistic harvests. In the veg garden, plant salads such as lettuces between slower growing crops such as brassicas. Mixing crops in this way is also a good way to confuse pests.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.